I'm Matt Bush, news director for WCQS. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News political reporter Corey Valancourt, who was in Washington, D.C. last week for the inauguration of President Donald Trump. He was also able to speak with one of Western North Carolina's congressmen, Republican Mark Meadows. You mentioned in your interview last week with us that Congressman Meadows is sort of a meta-congressman. He represents not just his area, but he has this national profile, and that national profile is tied to the Freedom Caucus. So what is the Freedom Caucus, for those who don't know?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. The Freedom Caucus is a group of very conservative Republican lawmakers in Washington. They're very sympathetic to the Tea Party. This started around 2015, and they had a huge role in the John Boehner speaker debacle. And so moving forward from there, Mark Meadows has recently become chairman of that caucus, and they are proving to be a very, very powerful influence on legislation, especially as we move forward with a completely unified government consisting solely of Republicans.
What are the things that they wish to do? They have this long list of rules and laws they want to change and tweak and all that. So talk about some of the things that the Freedom Caucus wants to do.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things from defunding Planned Parenthood to the National Endowment of the Arts and major changes in the Department of Commerce. But I think probably the most prominent and what's grabbed the most headlines is the repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
Now, you're able to talk about to Congressman Meadows specifically about that. So what is his take on what Republicans are coming up with to replace the Affordable Care Act if it is repealed?
Well, the good news is that Congressman Meadows is very, very insistent on having a solid replacement plan in place. He said he didn't want to pull the rug out from under anyone. There are 650,000, almost 650,000 people in North Carolina that receive subsidies of some sort, and so he did express his concern for that. There are a number of plans floating around right now. I think there's four of them, and Meadows said he had seen the details of all of them, and he said that he feels they are very robust and that he's not going to pull the rug out from under folks.
But details on any of those plans? Was he able to share any of those?
No, the details aren't quite public yet, but I'm sure they will be in the coming days. You know, there's been a flurry of activity since President Trump was sworn in, and I think we can expect to see that for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks.
He's also been able to talk to now President Trump when he was president-elect. So talk about some of the things that the congressman told you he discussed with him.
Well, it's no surprise to most of us that the national headlines are painting Trump as one sort of person over being another. And what Meadows said couldn't be farther from what we all read every day in the newspapers and see on TV. He said he's a very humble guy, a very soft-spoken guy, someone who takes an interest in the common man. He specifically related to me an incident about a janitor, Trump stopping and talking to this person. And Meadows has said in his own experience with governors and members of Congress and senators, a lot of them really just kind of turn a blind eye towards the people that are there to serve them, including security detail. He said that President Trump has been extremely friendly with members of his security detail, while others... Notably, Hillary Clinton has always been kind of accused of this. Others just simply treat them like servants or even worse, just completely ignore them. So the portrait that Meadows paints of Trump is quite different from the one we see on television.
One thing they do have in common policy-wise, they talk about term limits. This is something the president campaigned on, Congressman Meadows supports, but some Republican leaders in D.C. do not. So talk about what the congressmen are supporting and what future it might have in terms of term limits.
Well, even the mention of term limits is somewhat earth-shattering. You're asking representatives to essentially vote themselves out of a job, and so it's never gained much traction. You know, everybody goes to Washington and says, we're going to change the system, we're going to drain the swamp, we're going to put term limits on everyone, and then as soon as they get there, they seem to change. Often, rhetoric turns 180 degrees from where it was during a campaign, and so to even hear the mention of term limits, I think, is fairly stunning, and to realize that it has a very, very good possibility of coming to be is startling, to be quite frank. Now, Meadows is a co-sponsor of a bill that would limit congressmen and congresswomen to 3 terms and senators to 2 terms. So they both get basically 12 years in government. There are several competing versions of this bill. It appears that some sort of term limit will be passed, but it's not clear if it's going to be what Meadows is looking for or if it's going to be something a little more substantial. I know there's another proposal for 6 terms for congressmen. So it could be anywhere. But right now, when you have people like Joe Biden was a 6-term U.S. senator, and we've had Congress people serve for 4 or 5 decades in some cases, and that appears like it may become a thing of the past.
Lastly, you asked Congressman Meadows, how long does the GOP have to prove itself to voters this time?
Well, I remarked to Congressman Meadows that Republicans tend to eat their young very readily, far more readily than Democrats, where they expect results when they send someone to Washington. And so Meadows thinks that 2 years worth of activity should serve as a down payment for a possible 2 more years. But in reality, he thinks the first 200 days are going to be absolutely critical to proving to voters that Republicans and the House Freedom Caucus are serious about enacting some of these things that they've talked about on the campaign trail.
Corey Valencourt from the Smoky Mountain News, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.